Hello and welcome everyone to a mystical journey to the Sacred Sites Global Summit. We will journey to beautiful sacred sites with healers, shamans, scientists, doctors, wisdom keepers, and coaches to gain wisdom and healing to self, the collective, and our divine Mother Earth. During the course of this event, you will learn that a sacred site is not only an external place or structure, but also our own body. You may have heard of the term, your body is a temple. Therefore, we will also journey inwards to access our internal sacred sites, for example, our sacred heart. You will hear experts talk about their own healing journeys and the work they are doing to raise awareness and consciousness of individuals, the collective, as well as raising the vibrations of our great spiritual mother, Gaia, to create more joy, peace, and abundance for all sentient beings on our beautiful and divine planet, our home. I'm your host and the creator of this event, Ami Sohi, and before we begin, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Jocelyn Starfeather for her tremendous mentorship and guidance during the creation of this summit, without whom I would not be able to present today. I am also very grateful to all my family and friends for their unconditional love and support throughout my journey. And last but not least, I am very grateful to all of you for taking the time and having the courage to be here today. So thank you. Without further ado, I'm very excited and thrilled to present Shlomo Shoham. Shlomo is a retired judge and renowned international speaker, transformational teacher and author of the books Future Intelligence and the New Dawn. He is also a former commissioner for future generations in the Israeli parliament. Additionally, he is vice chairman of NIFG, which is an international organization for future generations. And he's a chairman and founder of SGLA, the Sustainable Global Leadership Academy, as well as a creator of Nigun Meditation and the New Future Imagery Method. Wow, that's a lot of wisdom and knowledge you have, Shlomo. So welcome. Welcome to the event. It's an honor and pleasure to have you.
Welcome, Ami. Thank you for creating this amazing meeting.
You're welcome. So Shlomo, can we start with knowing about your own journey, spiritual journey, or self-healing, and your topic for today? You're going to talk about self-healing and the healing of the planet. So can we begin with your own self-healing journey?
I was born to my mother 5.5 years after she ran away from Auschwitz. She was in the Holocaust. She was 17, 18 years old. All her family was killed, except one sister and one brother, but they were 8 brothers, father, mother, uncle, aunts, everybody. She was alone in Auschwitz in the Holocaust. And there, before she died, she told me one sentence. She said, "Already there, you have been with me." Which means that already there, in the midst of hell, she was able to create her desired future, to see herself going out from Europe, coming to Israel, having a family, and I am her elder son. So as you can imagine, I was living all my childhood with a lot of anxiety and anxiety attacks, with a lot of fear, living totally in the survival mode, in the mode that says whatever gonna happen, let's first take care to live the next moment. And this was kind of a friend, these anxiety attacks that was living with me for many years. It took some time until I understood that my calling is to transform these anxiety attacks, to heal it, to transform it to the powers to create our desired future. And this is actually, along my life, my healing process. What I got also that I have to share it with the whole world. I got also that I have to train the future leaders of this planet to help people to get in touch with their calling and to talk about the healing, the self-healing, to share my experience, and also how we can heal ourselves and the world. I'm now living in Israel, and we see here a lot of fear and separation between people, Jews, Arabs, Orthodox, non-Orthodox. And I know that this is the answer. As Einstein said, our interconnectedness, the understanding that we are part of the whole, this is our journey. And this is also the way I'm now teaching how to heal yourself first, and then how to bring it to the whole world. What I am doing now is some breakthrough also in teaching about the Akashic Library and the karma, which means how you can go beyond karma and how you can go by erasing your file in the Akashic Library and begin new life. This is the way I'm helping myself and everybody around me. And this is the way, thank God, that many people already cured what so-called diseases or sicknesses that they had, just by understanding that there is always a way to begin from the beginning, to create a rebirth. Okay, I mean, what do you want to know more?
Wow, that was, yeah, your story that, yeah, I could feel chilled in my body. And yeah, what your mother had told you, what she had already imagined, she'd already seen your birth, you know, and she knew exactly where you will be born, you know, her first child, her first son. Wow, that was, yeah, I could feel the chills in my body. So Shlomo, yeah, you talk about, yeah, the unity consciousness and how what you're now doing, the breakthrough of the Akashic records to heal ourselves and also heal a great mother, you know, a spiritual mother, Gaia. So exactly, can you explain to the audience what is an Akashic record? What does that all mean, you know, and how can one heal through these tools that you use?
What I said, and I will explain, is how to go beyond the concept of Akashic records and how to go beyond the concept of karma, which are, we are in a way, the spiritual people, people who are aware around us, we became captives of the understanding of the karma. We became captive of the understanding of the Akashic records. And as you know, Carl Jung said that there is, the Akashic records means that there is a place on this cosmos, and I use cosmos with the K, which is, creates everything in it. And it is a cosmos with a capital letter. And this is the understanding. I just say that this, Ken Wilber speaking a lot about it, this understanding of that there is a place in the cosmos that every, all our past lives, present and future lives is there, and everything that happened on this planet is there. This is, in my point of view, creates kind of a limitation, kind of a boundary. Because my belief, and now the new science showed it very clearly, and I'm going to talk with Dr. Bruce Lipton about it soon. What it shows that we are the masters of ourselves, and we are the masters of our body, and we are the masters of our part in the interconnectedness cosmos, interconnectedness, interconnected cosmos. So this is something that is really, really important to understand, that whatever limitation you have, even by saying, I have this sickness, I have fibromyalgia, I have whatever we have, this is a limitation in our mind. And when we say that I have a disease or I have a sickness, I'm giving order to my cells to behave in a certain way. So the only way to really go beyond and to heal yourself is to go beyond this understanding. And I'll tell you a story that I tell about the lotus flower. And I think this is a story that will give us a sense. So the story is about a king in China, emperor, that wanted to paint a beautiful painting of the lotus flower, lotus blossom. So he called the best painter in the country, and his people brought it to him, and he said, "Are you able to draw the lotus?" And he said, "Yes, of course. Give me some time." And then he went, and after a month, and 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, after half a year, the king was really interested, what's going on with the painter? And he sent his people to find the painter. And they saw him standing in the river, his feet in the mud. And as you know, in India, it's really garbage sometimes there when his roots of the lotus there. And he pretending to be a lotus. And then the people said to him, "Hello, you have to come and paint." And he didn't answer them. It took another half a year, and then he came to the palace and he said, "Now I'm ready." And then in 1 minute, he drew the most beautiful lotus you have ever seen. And the king asked him, "Why it took you a year to draw lotus?" And he said, "I cannot draw lotus until I am a lotus." So I was standing with the other lotuses, wanted to feel what is to be a lotus. And it took me half a year and I almost finished. But then your people came to me and said, "Hello, do you say hello to a lotus? Do you say hello to a lotus?" And then what came to me from this story, it's really the understanding. Usually, I ask my students, what do you think the lotus loves more? He loves his beautiful flower or his roots in the garbage, in the mud? And some say flower, some say the roots. But we have to understand, you don't say hello to a lotus. If you ask a lotus this question, the lotus doesn't understand this kind of question. So you have to understand that all the separations are within our mind, are within us. You have to understand that all the separations are here. So when you understand this, you understand also that sickness, disease, feeling uncomfortable, whatever is there, when you adapt it and you put it in your mind and you say in your mind, "I have this and this, I am old, I have, God forbid, cancer, I have whatever disease there are," and you give it a name, at that very moment, your mind is creating the disease. It's not All these names doesn't have any kind of essence. It's not an essence. It's kind of a title that you give to yourself. And the problem is that because we have so much powerful, our awareness is so powerful that when our awareness is giving us this message, all the cells are beginning to behave during, let's say, beginning to behave as they have, they get the message. And when they get the message, all of a sudden, your body is becoming sick. So, yes, there are symptoms. Maybe I feel pain, maybe I feel whatever. I have a pain in my leg, my foot, I have this and that. But by giving us, as you know, the conventional medicine is giving us names to everything, by creating it in a ratio way, we are, at the end of the day, creating the disease. And the only way I know for me to go beyond and to heal yourself and then to heal the planet is by going into yourself, finding the places that you are still stuck or have any kind of judgments on yourself, on your body. And this, by releasing this, you release everything. And I do it on four dimensions, as you know, in SGLA, the physical dimension, the emotional dimensions, the mental dimensions, and also the spiritual or awareness dimension. So when you're able to transform all these four dimensions, all of a sudden, you are healing yourself. And I can feel it. You know, for many years, I was learning many, many kinds of therapies, and I was working. Hopefully, I helped many, many people. But when I realized that instead of going to the trauma and trying to heal the trauma, best will be that you just create another path. And the neuropsychology now shows that the best way, the most effective way to heal people is to create another path in your brain physically. When you leave things out and you go to create, you erase the Akashic library, for example, or you go beyond your karma, then you can really begin from the beginning. And I show to everybody, and I'll show to you as well, that I have a plant here that I plant, and this plant is here in front of me to remind me that instead of trying to straighten the awkward tree of our life, we have to hug this tree, but best will be is to plant a new plant, and every May just water this plant. Unfortunately, I water it too much, so not too much water. But when you water the plant, you create, even in yourself, in your mind, this new path. And this is the way I think we should go there. And if you want, we can go to a meditation now, just short meditation. To show you how we can go there. It's not the whole meditation, it will be like 5 to 10 minutes. And what we will do is going to the place where we have these places that we are stuck or have judgments on ourselves, physical judgments, mental judgments, psychological judgments. And how we can go beyond by future imagery. The question is now, okay, let's begin. So everybody who sees this video, please sit straight, close your eyes. Take a deep breath. In and out. In this meditation, please release your face. Open your jaws, release your jaws, and take in breath and out breath through your mouth. This helps to release emotions. So we focus on our mouth. The air comes in and comes out, in and out. You can feel the air on your lips. You can feel that you take a new energy to your body. And you can feel that you release all the stuckness, the limitations, the false beliefs that stopping you from healing yourself. And in this meditation, I want you to choose one place, one space. It can be one sickness that you have. It can be whatever is there you want to release through this meditation. And you look at it and you say to yourself, this is a time to let go of the past. You can say it even loudly. This is a time to let go of the past. This is a time to let go of the past. And now you imagine yourself in the most happy moment in your life, the happiest moment. Look at it. Look inside. Feel this happy moment. Feel this excitement, the love. Feel the self-love you have. You are lovable just the way you are now. And imagine the place that you are there in the most beautiful moment of your life, in the happiest moment of your life. Just imagine it. Feel and look around the place, the space. Look around, what do you feel in this happy moment? The moment that you know that you don't have to do anything or to prove anything or to achieve anything. You are lovable just the way you are because you are right here, right now. Feel it in your body. Feel these feelings. And by feeling these feelings, you pay attention to the smell of your happy moment. Maybe smell of flowers, to the taste of this happy moment. Feel, smell and the taste. And even you can feel in your hands, you can touch the ground and feel, where are you? Are you on the seashore and you feel a sand under your feet? Or are you in a home? Or are you in a jungle? Or on the mountain, you feel the rocks? Wherever your happy moment is, just feel it totally in each and every cell of your body. Take a deep breath. And slowly, slowly, we go out of the past, this happy moment, to the future. You imagine yourself going through a tunnel. When you enter the tunnel, you are not allowed to take anything from the past. Even your name, you have to leave in the past. The only thing you can take with you is the feeling of your happy moment. Take this feeling and go into the tunnel. And you wake through the tunnel and you see the light at the end of the tunnel. And when you see the light, you focus on your third eye and you can see the future through your third eye. And you throw this feeling of your happy moment and you create your paradise. Amazing paradise. The best paradise you can create for yourself. Right here, right now. What do you have in your paradise? Are you again in the seashore or on the mountains? Are you running, playing like a child? Feel yourself as a child. Connect to your inner child and fly through your paradise. You can even fly easily. You feel light and lighter and lighter. And you see this beautiful, beautiful paradise, the best paradise, the best future you're creating for yourself. And now, from this paradise, you see a ladder, stairs, from the ground to the sky that connects heaven and earth. And you begin to climb up, up and up and up in a really very, very high state. You feel as if you stand on the sky of your paradise. When you stand on the sky of your paradise, you can look to your future. You can look to the whole world. And when you feel you are up, imagine again a higher state, and a higher state, and a higher state. And you go out of our planet Earth, and you go out of the stars. You go beyond the Milky Way, and you go up and up and up. And wherever you feel you are already there, really, really up in space, imagine again that you can go higher and higher and higher. And all of a sudden you see a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful light coming to you. And it's a bit scary because you're going to go to a place that you've never been there. And you go and you walk and you imagine the Akashic Library. And you summon all your courage and you go inside the Akashic Library. And it's really frightening. It's a place that you've never been there. And you see a huge, huge, huge library of light, where all the events, all human beings, all the past of this planet, all the future of this planet are there. And you go forward, and you go forward, and all of a sudden, you see a special light, kind of a like fire comes to you, and you go there into the fire, and you see your file in the Akashic Library. And now you can easily feel the energy in your body, and you feel even the energy goes out of your hands. And you put your hands toward the file, and you begin to burn the file, to melt the file. And you see that fire has come to fire, and that your file in the Akashic Library is now melted. It takes 1 minute, 2 minutes, take your time, and melt this fire. Go deep. Don't be afraid. Go beyond and be able to melt the fire in your Akashic Library. It is so powerful, you forget your name. You know nothing. You are now flying in vacuum up there in the sky, beyond all what you know, beyond all what you know. And slowly, slowly, you turn back and you go down and down and down and down till you see your planet Earth. And then you go down to your paradise. And your paradise looks totally different now. And you create your paradise out of nothing. Out of nothing. And slowly, slowly, we want to connect heaven and earth to begin your new life now. Totally new life. Like a baby born right here, right now. And we put our feet on the ground, connecting heaven and earth. And we are imagining that roots are coming out of our feet. And we connect the future, the past and the present to our reality. We bring all what we saw as a newborn, just be connected to reality. And we can feel it in our body, and we can relax more and more, and we can see the happiness comes, that we are like children playing around. And now I will count to 10, and we will come to sit in our chair. Before that, we put our hands on our eyes, we massage them very, very gently. And we ask our eyes to be able to see the new world, which we are, which is us, the new planet, that it is us. And we touch our third eye and we surrender to the third eye. And then we let go of our head with closed eyes, we look at the ground, and we come back to our chair. I'll count to 10, and when I come to 10, you will open your eyes and look at the ground. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. Slowly, slowly release your hands, let your head look at the ground, and slowly, slowly open your eyes and take your time to be between these two places, heaven and earth. And when you come now to your real life, everything will look new. You can even see the colors are more bright. You can look at the sky and see how beautiful is the sky. Look at the flowers. Everything will be much more clear, like a veil was lifted up. And you can look at the screen now. Put your feet on the ground. Take a deep breath. And you can drink some water now. You can feel that something very, very deep has transformed within you, bringing you to your new life.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lomo. That was so beautiful. Yeah. I'm feeling really peaceful and calm. Yeah.
I suggest you all, when you feel it, just go back to this meditation. And you can do it even twice or three times a week. The more you do it, the more intense it becomes. The more you do it, you become trained. So you can do it even in your daily life. Just close your eyes at the end, look at your third eye, and you can see. So this is something that can help you to open your third eye, to open yourself to your new life, and what is much more important, to heal you. And I'm asking you to take this healing power and to bring it to the planet. Our planet needs healing. And just put your intention to bring it out wherever you go. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Shlomo. Yeah, thank you for that wisdom, sharing that wisdom. deep, deep wisdom with us. And as you said, when we heal ourselves, we heal the collective, which in turn heals our Divine Mother. So very, very powerful. Thank you. Yeah, so important in this, the times that we're living in, at present. So yeah, very powerful. Thank you. So Shlomo, is there anything else you want to share with us? I know you're working on a lot of projects, programs. You do a lot of work for the SGLA that you founded. So is there anything you want to share with the audience about the work you're doing at SGLA, and how can they contact you?
Okay. I didn't plan to talk about it, but I will say our website is very easy to enter. It is SGLA2020.com. So if you want to create any connection with us, go to our website. And there you can see all our projects. You can join our basic course, which as you see, Emmy did it, I think twice or something like this. It is an amazing, amazing course. I totally recommend. You can go there and you can register for an interview with me. I took a decision, commitment to interview everybody who wants to come to this basic course. And what I will do also, if you even if you don't come, you can have a free interview with me personally. You go to this website, you push the Calendly button, and you can create a meeting with me personally, face to face. And hopefully it can help you and it can help me as well, because when I'm doing it, I'm also healing myself. So the line is open and it's free. The course costs money, but just to meet me, you can come and meet me for free for this interview for at least half an hour. So you're all invited. Maybe I write here in the chat. I can write here in the chat, maybe.
I will make the link to
Yeah.
your SGLA and Calendly available to everybody. It'll be available on, in our portal, in the Summit portal. And so please, everyone, go ahead, make an appointment with Shlomo. I did it. I did a couple of courses with the SGLA with Shlomo, and they were really transformational. So yeah, I was going through a lot of pain and needed healing during that time. So it was very, very healing for me as well, doing the SGLA programs and all the meditations with Shlomo. So I really honor what you're doing, for the world, Shlomo. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you all. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for being on this planet at this amazing, amazing transformational time. Thank you for the power of healing that is in the world. And I will finish by praying for this planet and for each and every one of you a Jewish prayer in Hebrew, which means bring healing to all human beings, bring healings to the world. Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'yichuneka, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you, Shlomo. It was a great pleasure and honor to have you with us today. And I hope everybody benefited from this beautiful session as much as I did. And there was beautiful healing in the space today. Thank you and goodbye. I wish everyone a beautiful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.